June 7th, 1961. Wednesday afternoon, a cloudy day. I can tell rain is coming. Once the Mancinis go out, we have to stay quietly in the closet and can't move around or use the bathroom. We have a chamber pot, but you'd be surprised how noisy peeing is and how messy in the dark. Only two human beings in the house know we are here, Tio Pepe and Tia Mari. They insist I call them that now. And their two teensy Yorkshire terriers. Thank goodness Mojo and Maja remember me from school and Mommy from the times the Canasta group met here, so they don't bark at us. No one else knows. Tia Mari says it's going to be a job keeping a secret in this curious family, but it's just too dangerous right now to tell anyone where we are. It is so strange to be in the very same house as Oscar, and he doesn't even know. Every time Tia Mari or Tio Pepe mentions his name, I can feel my face burn. I wonder if they notice my special interest? The emergency procedure is, if the SIM start a search or anyone comes into the bedroom, besides the Mancinis, we slip into the bathroom where there are two narrow closets. Mommy goes in one and I go in the other, all the way to a crawl space and back, and we stay there and pray we are not discovered. June 8th, 1961, Thursday, right after supper, in bathroom. During supper tonight, Tia Mari turned on Radio Caribe kind of loud. Meanwhile, Tio Pepe tuned his shortwave radio to Radio Swan real low since that station is still illegal, and he and Mommy and Tia Mari leaned forward listening closely to the real news. It was like night and day what each station was reporting. Caribe. The OAS is here to help the SIM maintain stability. Swan. The OAS is here investigating human rights abuses. Caribe. Prisoners praise treatment to OAS Investigation Committee.